Welcome to Afterwords Volume 1, a collection of three grown-up children's stories. This episode contains explicit language, adult content, and violence, not suitable for younger listeners. And now, Pipe Dream Theater presents Hansel and Gretel.
Another day.
Evil just outside of town.
It's scary though we've never seen it anyhow or way.
It's short, it's tall.
With beard.
Quite bald.
It's dumb.
It's smart.
It drools.
It farts.
Demons.
Hydrants, children.
Demons.
From the cellar.
Demon. The demon in the house.
It eats you outside in.
It rips off all your skin.
And with a stupid grin.
I heard it's gluten free.
But you will never be.
Like free, not gluten free.
From the vicious demon.
Listen up, dude.
Demon.
We are all screwed.
Demon, the demon in the woods.
Constable, such a lovely night.
It is. But it's past curfew. Oh,
we're on our way home.
Long day of work.
Is there any other kind?
Still cooking for the Lord and Lady.
Yes.
Ever give you a scrap to take home?
No.
A bit of bratwurst?
No.
A schmidge of schnitzel?
No.
Not even a nibble of nonenfersen?
Not even.
Man of the law that I am. I'd still be tempted to nick a crumb or three.
Well, transgressions are not taken lightly. Three or one.
Yeah, I once took a carrot off a tray, and they had the valet chop my pinky off. Said whatever I took, they could take back the same size.
I'd have chosen something else of equal measure.
Tough bunch, that lord and lady. They should at least allow a bit to go home to the little ones.
The what?
You're... children. Hansel and Gretel? Your son and daughter?
Those things.
Where are they, anyway? Tucked in at home.
They're at work.
Work?
Yes.
They're 5 years old.
They're at school.
It's 10 at night.
Night school?
We're off to get them right now, as a matter of fact.
Mother!
And there they are.
Oh, yes. The factory.
School.
School. Must have closed up whilst we were talking.
Quite selfish of you to put our beloved children at risk like that.
Well,
come along, children.
Good night, Constable. Take care.
Where have you been?
We were at the...
And why are you here?
You told us to go...
Wait! Always speaking, as if they're being spoken to.
You hankless little bastards. We were on our way to get you and look what you've done.
Embarrassed us in front of the constable.
As if we have any renown to spare. Cooks for the Lord and Lady. And we can't even feed ourselves. With you maggots making that task all the worse.
Just look at them, Fred.
Revolting.
Repugnant. Watch this. Say something.
We love you both so very much.
Oh!
I'm
sorry if we upset you.
Oh, whatever!
Have you ever heard a more pathetic sound? Oh, wait. I have.
If I'm honest, it's the sound I made when I popped them out to begin with.
Shackled trousers!
Stuffed on the floor! No food to be found!
Smells like your mother's breath!
And you rats! Two walking ticks as useless as a politician!
Solid burn, love!
Do you remember? Like a distant dream, life was so wonderful
before you kids.
Married life was also wonderful.
Now it's the pits.
We did everything.
We did everything.
We did everything that we could ever want to do.
Without kids, always here.
Yes, dear.
Wonderful.
I miss the sex.
Oh my God, the sex was wonderful.
It was complex.
We would fornicate,
we would fornicate,
we would fornicate on every single surface in here.
Now I'll tell them.
Yes, dear. It was great when your mother would tickle my eggs. Oh, now all there's time for is an angry hand job in the kitchen between making pastries.
And not even enough time to wash up.
Oh, I miss the days before these creatures.
Copulate on the countertop count. We went up and down and up and up and down and up.
And our ugliest bump by the wall over there and right here and there and there and everywhere.
Oh, how we'd sleep through the night and get drunk every day before you came away.
Why did we ever have kids in the first place?
I really can't say.
Wonderful to diddle in out.
It was wonderful to feel all around the house.
Oh, Fred, that floaty bit that you do always makes me wet.
Oh, sorry. Did I spit on you again?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, there used to be more food than we could eat.
Bread, cheese, meat.
So much food we'd eat until we passed out.
Totally naked on the floor.
Because we could.
You can't add
or subtract.
You are useless, in fact.
You can't lift heavy things, cause it might hurt your back.
And you puke and you drool.
You love going to school.
Oh, and you smell really bad.
And you're not very cool.
Sure, you clean and you cook, but the years that you took, all our pleasure and fun whence hath now is forsook.
Once upon a time we had first, but now that's all reversed. There is no time for us having kids made life worse.
Wonderful.
Hashtag so blessed.
It was wonderful.
Now we're a mess.
Mother, I need this.
Father, I need that. Always with the hungry, cold and tired crowd.
And now nothing.
A fact.
Hashtag through back.
Never had a care, but now we have to care about caring, so caring. Our life was once wonderful.
My cold was shut.
Life before the kids was wonderful,
but now it's fucked.
We went through the day away, and it was wonderful.
Jacked and sandable. Even laughed at these puns.
It was wonderful.
Have you mean wonderful?
I mean wonderful.
It was wonderful, now it's awful.
Shit!
Oh, I'm sorry, did I miss the rhythm of the bridge again?
You never had good rhythm.
That's why we got kids in the first place.
I'm sorry if we wash you down, Mother.
My God!
They just keep talking.
If there's anything we can do to
just prep the dough for work tomorrow.
Is there anything we might have to eat?
It is never ending.
I may enlist just for a holiday.
You may have one egg.
That's one total. If the Lord and Lady find out, I'd prefer if they only took one egg from me and not both.
Get to work. Your father and I will be in the bedroom lifting heavy things. Moving the furniture.
Can we see after you rearrange?
No!
I suppose we should start making the bread.
You don't want to eat something first?
Better to save it as a reward.
All right.
Can you reach the flour for me?
Oh, they eat more food than their job pays them.
Yeah, and they keep growing for some reason.
Which means that we have to continually keep buying them clothes, and I just can't, Fred, for the life of me, think of one good reason to keep them.
What's that thing?
Is what a thing?
Well, can we just, you know, get rid of them?
Well, I can't see why not.
And how would we do that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Wouldn't people notice that they're gone?
I doubt it. I mean, I forget that they exist quite frequently.
Oh, no, the constable would know.
True. What an odd thing for a person to remember.
Isn't it?
It's quieter in there than normal.
Yes, moving furniture usually takes more grunting and banging.
Okay, Frank, let's just spitball here, yeah, okay? Hypothetically.
Why are they whispering?
We could
drop them in a pit of snakes.
Come on, let's find out.
That's good, but we're going to get the snake.
What about the demon?
Demon in the woods?
What if we take them out into the woods? We pack a picnic, we make a big show of taking them out to see nature or whatever the fuck it is that parents do.
Quality time.
Quality time, good one. We're taking them out into the woods for some quality time. We'll lead the little turds out, get them lost, and leave them there for the demon. We'll come back. Oh no! The demon took our children! Blah, blah, blah! Problem solved!
No, and we're going to eat a picnic!
There won't be a... Yes, we can eat the picnic.
What if the demon doesn't find them, though?
Well, they'll be lost, and they'll die soon enough.
Oh. Oh, well, that sounds a bit cruel.
Oh, well, then the demon will find them.
Okay, great. Oh, but what's keeping us from getting lost?
We're not five.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this sounds easy. Why don't more people do this?
For all we know, everyone is doing it. Finally, a way to get rid of these horrible brats.
Dump them in the woods.
Dump them in the woods.
Let the demon take their annoying souls himself.
The best of luck to him.
All sympathy to the demon.
Children
won't let me look!
I said don't look!
My God, you're right, it is.
Children! You may each have an egg.
Both eggs?
Have a nice meal and then fall asleep ever so deeply, please, and thank you.
Are we going on a picnic tomorrow?
Oh, you heard that?
They heard that.
Yes, a picnic. Doesn't that sound fun? You didn't happen to hear anything else?
Just about the demon and that... Just that we're ever so excited.
Good. Well then.
What happens now?
Bed.
Yes, did you finish making the bread?
Pay no attention to your idiot father. You both work so hard. You may go have your eggs now.
No! If we eat, we'll sleep too late. We'll just be off to bed.
Oh,
good choice. Father loves you.
Good night, Mother. Good night, Father.
Good night, children. They know.
What are we going to do?
Well, it's not like they can stop us. They're no bigger than a roast beef. Right, we'll be up at 7. We'll take them out into the woods and then...
7?
Yes. And then we'll take them
in the morning.
At what time of day would you like to abandon our children, dear?
I don't know. 10?
Okay, we could use some extra shut-eye before the hike. 10 it is.
Run away before they wake up.
Where will we go?
Perhaps the constable will help. Come on. What are you doing?
I'm taking the eggs, and I hope they find out.
Grab a loaf of bread too.
Good morning, Hansel. Good morning, Gretel.
Hand in hand we'll walk, we're leaving bad behind. Hand in hand we'll walk, who knows what we'll find. The trail is very clear, now think like wood ahead. We'll take our chance now, no fear, no doubt. There's no time for resting anyhow, we'll sleep when we are dead.
Constable!
Ah, Hansel and Gretel, off to school?
We're running away.
So much to learn.
Our parents are trying to kill us.
They want the demon in the woods to devour our souls.
Be good to your teacher, and don't be out so late again tonight. There's a demon in the woods. Good day.
Well, he's no help at all.
Running away, are you?
Who are you?
I'm the only friend you've got.
We haven't got any friends. We've only got each other.
Well, now you've got one.
Ooh, a backflip. Very athletic. I'm Gretel, and this is my brother, Hansel.
My name's Brutus, and I used to be like you lot. I bolted from my home when I was but a wee laddie. My parents were tyrants.
Go to bed!
No supper for you.
And the rest.
Thank you. No, I'll pack my bits and bobs and take my chances on the road if you please.
And what did I find?
What did you find?
Nothing. Nae a body willing to take care of the likes of me. So off to the woods I went in search of a place to call my own. Lost, tired, hungry. I'd all but given up when I saw a glow through the trees.
What was it?
The orphanage.
An orphanage?
The orphanage.
Is that a good thing?
This one? It was for sure. Not like the other places. Gruel to eat and work to do. This place?
Heaven on earth.
Soft beds, toys, and all the food you could ever possibly consume. Best time of my life. I kid you not.
Why did you leave?
Too old, sad to say.
But you wee goomies have at least a decade of the good life there.
What is this place?
Head north, way north, just as north as can be. North by northwest, probably. You'll see trees with branches growing. Merlin and Persa 3. That's exactly where you should not be. There you're at the base of a cliff if it's before noon, and the sun is lowish in the sky, or will be pretty soon. Find the trail that's on your left, then go the other way around to the lake that's on your right. Don't cross on foot or you may drown. Oh, what fun little secrets I share to this cute little traveling bear. Don't get stuck here, I'll learn it up and hurry up and then you're almost there.
Then we're almost there.
And then you're almost there. Why the blank stares? This is elementary, it's all right there, there. Worry not, trust in me, pay attention. You're on the right trajectory and as I've mentioned, this is fun. You'll see, walk straight backwards with your butts and sniffs. Don't go too far, you'll fall off the cliff. Blink 3 times, then there you'll find a rock. I know you'll know it when you see it. Then continue straight for 30 seconds as a crow does fly, or for 45 if cows are crossing when you're passing by. Throw a bit of dirt and let it float up on the air. If you follow where the wind will take you, then you'll be prepared.
With Jupiter and Mars, peace will guide the planets and our love will steer the stars.
It's probably improbable, could be seen as horrible. Next you must prepare to fight the wolf.
A wolf?
Oh, what fun little secrets I share to this cute little traveling bear. Don't get stuck here, I'll learn it up and hurry up and then you're almost there.
Run south at full speed, then duck, slide, run, duck, duck, jump, jump, skip, leap, glide, run, climb, fall, run, roll, run, duck, hop, run, jump, land, fall, stand, stop.
Turn, left, right, 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 stop for 3 minutes. Run, roll, skip, jump, land, hop, up, up, down, down, left, right, be start.
Run, jump, leap, hop, duck, plop,
stop. From the top.
Run, duck, slide, roll, jump, rope.
Nope.
Run south at full speed, then duck, slide, run, duck, duck, jump, jump, skip, leap, glide, run, climb, fall, run, roll, run, duck, hop, run, jump, land, fall, stand, stop,
turn left, right, right, stop for 3 minutes, run, roll, skip, jump, land, hop, up, down, down, left, right, the air, oh, what fun little secrets I share to this cute little traveling bear. Don't get stuck here, I'll learn it up and hurry up and then you're almost, you are so close, then you're almost there, then you're almost there, and then you're almost there.
Got it? Well done. I'm off. Happy living to you both.
So, yeah. Very lean he was. Wily. Did you get a word of what he said?
Just one.
Head north?
That's the one.
Devastating.
How about we leave a trail of breadcrumbs in case we get lost?
We can always follow them back to town.
Smashing!
Hand in hand we'll walk, we're leaving bad behind. Hand in hand we'll walk.
Now, no fear, no doubt. There's no time for resting anyhow. We'll sleep when we are dead.
do?
You better now, what shall you do?
What to do?
What shall you do?
What to do?
Do you run for your life?
It is faster than you.
Do
you stand there and fight?
It will feast upon you.
Either way, it comes for you. The demon, creepers, creepers, demon. Meryl Streepers, demon, the demon is the...
Wait a tick! Do you see that? A light in the woods! Is that the orphanage? Small as it is. At least it's a roof. Come on.
Hold on a moment. Don't you think it's kind of strange, this place being out here in the woods alone?
Kinda.
I meant don't knock.
How was I to know that? Oh, hello, old.
Very old. Woman?
We are but weary.
Children! Beautiful children! One, two, beautiful children! I shall name you Gunther and Hildegard.
We already have names.
You do?
I'm Hansel and she's Gretel.
Oh, close enough, right? Kind of close. Weird, isn't it? Come inside! Welcome home. I'm Meanie Baba. That's right. Come in. Tour. Here we go. If you look to your left, couches. Same nice cushy, just plop down here and veg. Ha! Veg out like a vegetable. Sit in the... Ooh, over here, the kitchen is the refrigeratory. Huh? Filled with cold food. Cool, right? I made a bun. Cool, yeah, cool. You get... Never mind, that's dumb. Cringe. Don't cringe. Here. Ooh.
Must consume. consume all the yummy things, everything that Beanie Baba brings. Take a breath and open wide, get ready for a big surprise. You must consume when you're hungry, happy, or bored, or mad, or sadly feeling empty, stressed, or messed up. Yes, you must consume. Consume. You must consume to get big and strong. Everybody says that, but they're wrong. I'd prefer that you get fat. Now listen up, you brat. You must consume when you're hungry, happy, or bored, or mad, or sadly feeling empty, stressed, or messed up. Yes, you must consume. Go on and try. You're gonna love the things I'm cooking. Do not be shy. You must consume when you're hungry, happy, or bored, or mad, or sadly feeling empty, stressed, or messed up. Yes, you must. So far, so good. So buttons if you want. As long as you are eating every little bit, you little twit, I love to cook. My precious tender children, I shall stuff you till you pop like a balloon. Consume, consume.
Treats and eats are tasty and delicious.
You fill our bellies and our hearts, it's not at all suspicious.
Apple strudel and dumpnoodle.
Thank you, Mimi Baba.
Streusel Kuchen and Flammkuchen.
Thank you, Mimi Baba.
Hackepeter, Inselgausen, Reuser, Grinze, Gainsabraten. Don't sweat the minor stuff. Take another bite while life gets tough. Follow me, the cool kids do, and some are even in the stew.
What?
But like all my recipes, share them with your friends. I'll be with spam. It's scrumptious dinner apps. It's not at all a trap. I must consume. You must consume when you're hungry, happy. Oh, what a mad or sadly feeling. So nothing but the best. For you, my little dumplings, I won't hesitate to culminate. Don't even think of lifting up your dainty fingers. Well, of course, unless it's for a spam. Consume, consume, consume.
I can't eat another bite.
I think that I could.
Oh my god, you are so right.
Bring us more food and smother it with cheese.
You have consumed. Now I'll brine and braise you. And then I shall fillet you with fava beans and Chianti. It's you I must consume. I must consume. I must consume.
Ow! She pinched me.
Mm.
You pinched me.
Yeah. You're just about to do now.
Hey! Why are you tying me up with cooking twine?
So you'll fit in the oven, of course.
Ah, Cotto, run!
I'm out of here.
I can't move my legs.
And how could you? You've been sitting on the couch just eating for days. Your legs are like gelatin. Delicious gelatin. Soft. Perfect to squish between my gums.
My dear husband didn't scream. He...
Shut up!
My dear husband didn't scream. He did choke on that dumpling. And he was such a tender man. Tender indeed. I made him into the most delicious stew. A gravy so thick and rich. Strange that the best he was as
a meal. The question is, what will I make out of the two of you? My God, children are so annoying! Tossed out! Am I right? Huh? Yeah, I'm right. I know it. I've seen it 1,000 times. Kids neglected or left with nothing to do but consume and become a meal for me. Now let's see your meat grinder.
To get us out of here. She's going to eat us.
And it's the best tasting thing in the world. I kid you not.
You too, Brutus.
Let's just say this. The next time I have a shite, I'll name them Hansel and Gretel.
But what about the orphanage?
Ha! A load of pishing bollocks.
Brutus, where have you been?
I've been picking up summer. What names and tatties coming by tomorrow?
Took you long enough. Nothing for days. And if you were my son, I'd cook you up alongside of them.
That ain't it at all. You just don't fancy trying to chew through all my muscles. I ain't a tumble like Da was.
That's the truth.
Oh, Da was yummy.
See? See? I told you. I told them.
Tender.
So tender.
But you have so much food here. Why eat people?
It's like they don't listen. Tender, delicious, yum yum yum, im-ba-dum-ba-dum-dum.
How long's this going to take? I'm dead starving.
Two and a half hours.
2.5? Chop off the hood. I bet he's finger food.
Wait, I have an idea.
Aye, let's listen to dinner's suggestion.
You're hungry now, right?
It does listen.
My sister and I could cook.
Oh, you will cook.
No, he's right. We help our parents cook for the Lord and Lady. We could make you food, and then you could eat us.
What do you think, Ma?
I suppose an appetizer won't hurt. Untie them!
But if you two nutties even think about escaping,
we'll cook you piece by piece
instead of into the fire all at once!
And yeah, there's a difference.
Well, maybe you'll like our cooking so much you'll let us live.
No, we're gonna eat you.
Or maybe not.
Or absolutely yes.
Or maybe...
No! Get in there and cook! On the dubs! Meat!
Yeah, meat!
Sauerkraut and Brussels sprouts!
Tell them Mimi Baba!
Ravioli and stromboli!
Tell them Mimi Baba!
Chicken legs and empanadas! Deviled eggs and enchiladas! Beef jerky, tofurkey, custard, mustard, Chex Mix, fish sticks! I want what's mine, alright! I don't want ham and half pie! Cook some food and cakes and fruit and don't think are cute.
Not cute.
Like all my recipes, every one of them is made to please. Piece by piece and pound by pound, I'll gobble it all down. Go on and try.
Go on and try.
I better love the things you're cooking.
Get cooking.
I am not shy.
She is not shy.
I'll stuff my face when I was looking.
Who's looking?
I must consume.
You must consume.
Or bored or mad or sadly, what is life but to consume? Dismay, tiny bites that eat away.
Consume.
on my side.
Can't. Too full.
Even my eyelids are fat.
So tired. Let's just take a little 2 weeks.
Aye. Agreed.
Then we'll cook the Hansel and the Gretel.
Gretel, let's go.
Yes, we could, but...
But what?
Well, more people are coming here.
Yes.
Do you reckon we should?
Maybe just to be safe.
Yes!
Hand in hand we'll walk, we're leaving bad behind. Hand in hand we'll walk, who knows what we'll find. There is very clear in our secret way in there. We'll take our chance now, not fair, no doubt. As we go from us to us, now we'll sleep a day.
Knock on the door and ask them if they've seen our children.
Do we really want them back?
It's the constable that wants them back. And if we don't find them, they're going to torture us and chop off our heads.
Oh, do we really want them back?
Mother, father?
Children!
Friend, it's the king.
Handle and gobble.
Children, we have missed you so much, and we're very sorry for any misunderstanding.
About you leading us out to the woods?
And leaving us there?
Yes, yes. Silly, isn't it? But now you're back, and all is well.
So what is this place?
A witch lived here.
Mimi Baba.
Oh, adorable.
Really?
It's true.
And she tried to eat us.
Well, isn't that just the... She what now? She eats people.
Yes.
To the bone.
Bone as well.
She makes gelatin out of those.
Ate
the children.
Every night the sun goes down, we lock ourselves inside and pray that we may live another day.
Thank you for joining us for Hansel and Gretel, starring Michael A. Macagnoni as Hansel, Lily O'Donnell as Gretel, David Barrett as Fred, Helen Petrovna as Gunda, Maisie Valentine as Brutus, Aaron Souza as the Constable, Liz Muller as Mimi Baba, and 40 of our closest friends from all over the world. Music and book by C.E. Simon, lyrics and directed by Liz Muller. If you've enjoyed your time, please tell a friend. If you'd like to help with the creation of projects like this, please visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/pipedreamtheater.
Head north, way north, just as north as can be, north by northwest probably. You'll see trees with branches growing in pairs of three. That's exactly where you should not be. Though you're at the base of the cliff, it's before noon, and the sun is lowish in the sky, or will be pretty soon. Find the trail that's on your left and go the other way around to the lake that's on your right. Don't cross on foot or you may drown. Oh, what fun little secrets I share to this cute little traveling pair. Don't get stuck here and early enough and hurry up and there. And then you're almost there, and then
fun, you'll see.
Walk straight
backwards with your butts and an hips. Don't go too far, you'll fall off the cliff. Blink three times and there you'll find a rock. I know you'll know it when you see it. Then continue straight for 30 seconds as the trumpets fly. Over 49 and cars are crossing when you're passing by. Throw a bit of dirt and let it float upon the air. If you follow where the wind will take it, then you'll be prepared. Steer the stars. It's probably improbable, but be seen as horrible. Next, you must prepare to fight the war. Oh, what fun little secrets I share to this cute little traveling pair. Don't get stuck here and earn it up and hurry up, and then you're almost there.
Coming up next, The Conversation Afterwards, a follow-up discussion on the mental health issues present in each episode of Afterwards. We delve into the feelings and experiences of the characters and how they relate to our everyday lives, while offering a bit of comedy, love, and support. Be good to each other all the days of the year. We'll see you afterwards.